Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Welcome to Weekly Maggie's Moment. This week, I want to help you mitigate the impact that the rising cost of running business might be having on you right now, whether it's because your rent is going up or maybe insurance fees or other fees, and you're worried and you're not sleeping at night thinking, oh my God, how am I going to cover it? There's two levers that you have as a service business owner or CEO at your disposal to mitigate that. One is controlling your cost, and that's definitely a smart thing to do to ensure that you're not overspending in your business and that you're not paying for things that you don't really need and that you can avoid by having lean business. Now, that will take you only so far, and the trap you want to avoid here is to not to curb the expenses that actually are investment in your business and allow the growth of the business long term. So, for example, your personal development or some marketing and sales expenses. You want to be very careful not to curb them too much. That's a trap that I see business owners go in. Now, the second lever, which is my favorite, because here you have an unlimited potential, are your sales. You can always increase your sales and attract and sign more customers and clients. Now, you probably actually have potential clients right now in your audience at your doorsteps that you are not converting because you might have not answered some of the questions that they have and addressed the objections that they have before they say yes to working with you. Maybe you made it difficult for them to say yes to you or find you or book work with you, whether because you're not answering their messages or maybe your quoting time is too long, or maybe they're not clear on what you offer and their benefits because of marketing and sales. Here, what I always say to my clients, I have this concept of you're always selling. You're selling at every touch point of the journey your client has with you. So from the moment they meet you through your marketing and how you're being visible to when you're converting them to paying clients, but also onboarding. And you want to make sure that you understand where your clients come, how they're finding out about you, and you address all their questions and you explain clearly what are your benefits, and then you don't deter them from becoming your clients by cumbersome onboarding, taking too long, or not even responding to the request. Now, what I do with my clients is implement that concept, selling at every touch point, through my top CEO framework. We make sure that that concept is in their winning strategy, and also as we implement that strategy throughout the entire customer journey. If you want to learn more how this concept can help you double your business, double your sales this year without adding more work to your schedule, schedule a sales call with me through the link in the show notes and let's talk more about it. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.